This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Now it's my turn to talk. Yes. How about that, Tony? The first mistake I've made in 10 weeks of fabulous, flawless broadcasting.
And nobody knew it.
Nobody knew it.
No.
That's very, very good.
No, you were down.
Oh, was I?
Yes.
Good, because when I heard the music, see, the same music is played for me as is played for anybody from Channel 7. So here I was looking and reading something, and I heard the music. So just like Pavlov's dog, I jumped on the mic and started to read the forecast.
You were anxious.
Yeah, I was anxious. A premature elocution.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
That's what I was suffering. And now instead of Pavlov's dog, I've got Pollock's dog. Bernadette Pollock instead of Pavlov, the Polish scientist.
Got it.
Got it? Good. Okay, what are we asking about today? We're mirroring the survey. About being tested. We've been hearing that word tested right since the beginning of this, and we're talking about being tested for the COVID-19 or being tested for antibodies or being tested for both. Have you been tested? Will you be tested? How did it go? Tell us anything about it. And the second question is, should the churches be moved up in the pecking order? Right now, they're fourth. They're in the last phase. Why? There's no need of that. And White House puts them in the first phase of theirs. So I don't get that. I think it's wrong. We've had people who feel more comfortable praying in church, and that's where they want to do it. But they can still do that, but there's no mass or service or anything like that from any of the religions. So that's that. We want to know if you think it should be moved up. I do. Joe in Williamsville. Joe, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy and Tony. How you guys doing today?
We're doing fine, Joe. What do you have for us, Joe from Williamsville?
I'm Catholic, and I've been listening to the program, and I really think the fault, I've been waiting for the churches to reopen, but I think the fault of it lies more with the Pope than here locally. I think he's liberal. And I think he's given a stand-down order to the majority of churches, not only in Buffalo, of course, but across the world. And that's a bit disturbing. But I have heard that same claim. Maybe I'm wrong, you know, but I've heard it from several people.
Well, you know, it's an international problem. It's hard to believe because we don't have many of these that – no matter how wealthy you are, you couldn't get on your own private jet and go anywhere without facing the same things that we're going through here. Whether the Pope has done that or not, I'm not familiar with that. I do think that if there was pushback, if the Pope had asked for the ability to have a mass said I think the government would look at it again, at least, or at least move it up a little bit. Being in fourth place out of four doesn't say much, but I don't think they got much blowback from the officials.
I don't think so either. And you know, the church I belong to has a huge parking lot. I mean, it's unbelievable how big the parking lot is. The pastor there could have put a table out and a crucifix, for that matter, and done a mass. People could have stayed in their cars, just like a drive-in.
I think there was some service. I don't know which denomination that did it in the drive-in. And of course, we have I think like three drive-ins in the Western New York area. One of them right up the street from me, and it's a good thing you can come in your car and do what you have to do and leave feeling good.
Exactly. But,
all right. Thank you. I'm sure other people share your opinion there. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next call, which would be in Williamsville again. We seem to have a hotbed of Williamsville. This is line 5, and it's Ed. Ed, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello, Ed.
I have never heard anything about the cost or who is paying for these tests, whether they're covered by insurance or the government is covering them. And I'm just curious, you know, some people might not be able to afford it if they need the test or want the test.
And I'm sure that they, first of all, they would be covered by insurance. And if a company doesn't cover them, I'd be surprised. So you have that. I remember one incident where they want the nursing home to test twice a week all of their people. And somebody from the nursing home did the calculation and said, if we tested all of our people twice a week, it would be something like $60,000 or $70,000 a week. And so it would be significant. I haven't heard a lot about the cost either. One would guess that the insurance company would borne most of it. I'd be surprised if they didn't, and maybe the government pick up the rest. We'll find that out.
Okay, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Ed. Tony, have we heard anything about who pays for this stuff?
No, we have not.
Well, right now it's good that it's just getting done because, first of all, if some of it was paid and all of it wasn't paid, we'd hear how discriminatory the government is. So it's got to be a thing where everybody gets the same benefit. What annoys me is regarding illegals in California is that they're going to divvy up $125 million in California for illegals and their impositions because of the virus. I don't know, first of all, I'm not being a smart guy. I don't know how you go and sign up for a government program proving you're illegal. They don't hand you anything. There's no card. There's no certificate saying you're illegal. So are you telling me people just go up there and they take their word for it? You say, yes, I'm illegal. Okay, here, sign here. Here's a check. And $125 million compared to the trillions in the stimulus packages, may not sound like much, but the day we start poo-pooing, it's only $125 million. We better start looking at our bank accounts again. Let's take a break on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. This is Beach & Company. Test. We're talking test today. It's on our survey, which ran all morning. It's still running now on WBEN. And we found dramatically the largest group of people in the areas is not been tested on either the COVID-19 or the antibody test. So we were asking you, do you plan to get tests? Have you been tested? How did it go? Where did it go? How do you feel? All of the questions. And meanwhile, let's go to line 2 for John in Grand Island. John, you're on WBEN.
Hi, how are you, Danny?
I'm fine, John. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. What do you got?
I was listening to you earlier talking about the cars and mileage. And I just wanted to tell you that we still have one we're driving. I bought from my wife in 2005. It's a Prius, and it has, as close as we can figure, between 425 and 450,000 miles on it.
Oh, my God. I've never heard of a vehicle like that. In the 400,000-plus mileage on a Prius. Is it the same original battery?
No, we did have to change the battery. That was one thing that came in around, I think, around 200,000. We had to do the battery.
Is the battery expensive when you have to change it?
It was about $2,500.
Oh, wow. Okay, serious.
But for the fact we've been able to drive it as long as we have, and it's probably still good for another 100 at this point.
Well, you know, the one thing about electric, that's all electric, the Prius. The one thing about electric is the when you step on the gas pedal, it's ready to go. So you're still comfortable with it? You still love it?
Oh, we do. Actually, it's gas with the electric assist.
Oh, it is? Okay. I thought it was all electric. All right. Well, they're coming out. The manufacturers are all coming out with electric cars mainly. And up and down the price range, anything from something very inexpensive to something very expensive. I guess it depends on your taste.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a mileage performance anxiety where you thought, that's too long a trip. I'm not going to take that because I'm not comfortable with taking on a long trip. Or did you take it anywhere?
No, actually, we've done 48 of these states with that.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Well, you know how to get your money's worth, I would guess. So I assume you would recommend that to people.
Yes, actually, we have a second one. We bought another one.
Oh, okay. Good for you. And how is that? What's that configuration? Is it a hybrid or what?
It's a hybrid also, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the hybrid, if you're going to go partial electric, the hybrid makes the most sense because then you don't have to worry about if you're going to run out of power. Well, good. A happy Toyota customer. Thank you, John. Thanks for calling. Okay. Let's go to my friend Don on line 3. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. Glad you're having some good weather up there.
Well, we are. It's nice the next couple of days in the 70s and sunny and no rain until later in Friday.
You know, when you mentioned 70s, that's actually warmer than what it is here, so that's unusual.
It's hard to believe it was only a couple of days ago where we had snow. We could see it out the window. Now it's gone.
That's Buffalo for you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
question about the testing. Now, I think you said the survey that you did said that 71% of the people would not do it.
Yeah, that's what the number is. Of course, it's changeable because it's a continuing survey. But as of that time, which was less than an hour ago, that's what it was. Yeah.
Well, it's a significant number, regardless of how much it might. It's not going to change that much. And you know, the Democrats are always complaining that one of the biggest problems we have with this is there's a lack of testing. Well, how important can testing be if 71% or thereabouts aren't even going to get tested anyway?
Well, think about it. There are some people that want to be tested because they simply want the knowledge, like Tony. Tony's going to get tested because he was ill during the beginning period with symptoms very similar to the flu. Nobody knew about COVID-19 at that time. You have those people. You have those that have to get tested before they can go back to work. And you have those who figure, like myself, okay, I have my fingers crossed I'm not going to get anything, but I have so limited myself to the house except for 2 in-car excursions, and that's it. So do I want to be tested for it? No. I might regret that, but I don't think so. So you have a different group of people for different reasons.
Well, I'm with you. I haven't really done much of anything either. I mean, the both of us, unfortunately, are in a situation where we're kind of prone. If we get it, we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, I'm in the every time they list the people who are in danger, it's me. I'm always there. Yes, diabetes. Yes, this and that and the other thing. Do the best I can. Where, you know, I'm a believer that you do the best you can. You don't tug on Superman's cape and see how it turns out.
Absolutely. I'm completely 100% with what you said.
Now, Bernie is like Tonto in The Lone Ranger. Bernie, go into town and get some supplies. okay? And she's the one that gets the supplies. We had one grocery order delivered, and it worked out fine. But if we need just a few things, she's in, she's out, she's not socializing, she's wearing a mask, she even made masks for her friends and relatives. So we're doing reasonable things. We're not tempting anybody. We'll see where it goes. But I think she has an interest. You have a curiosity, right, Bernie, to get tested? Yeah. For which, both of them or
antibodies?
Okay. So, Don, I assume you haven't been tested.
No, I haven't, and I'm kind of like you. I don't really expect to be tested. However, I mean, it wouldn't bother me if I did, but I don't have any desire to be, really.
Well, I look at the test as serving a purpose in mathematics. You were very good at math, Don, so was I. You were better than me. You were the only one in the class that was better than me. You were at the head of the class. But mathematically, it's interesting. Because then you can really spread it out and see what percentage is still going on and what isn't. So mathematically, it would be beneficial if everybody got tested on both, but that's not going to happen.
Right. I got one more thing to say. I just heard something this morning locally that kind of blew my mind. And
okay.
I would assume Pennsylvania is probably basically no different than New York or any other state, basically. When you talk about churches in phase four, well, what I heard this morning, I guess it could fit into this, that in Pennsylvania, somebody actually has these statistics, and they're mind-boggling to me. How many people, as a percentage, do you think in the state of New York are 100 or over? An age.
What percentage? Probably minimal. 2% maybe.
I would say that's an exaggeration, but you might be right. But anyway, be that may, these statistics in Pennsylvania, according to the person who's taking, looked them up, there has been more people in the state of Pennsylvania over 100 that have died from coronavirus than all the people from ages 1 to 45.
Oh, gee. No, I had not seen that number. Wow. Well, that would be remarkable. I've not seen that number bandied about. There's some other interesting information. Did you say, Bernie, before it was Northern California beaches or just California beaches?
Northern.
Northern California, which would be San Francisco. Wait, hold on. She's going to get it. Yes. Go ahead. Northern France. Okay, I got it. Northern France, they opened the beaches, and after a couple of days, they closed them again because of misbehavior. What could be going on in the beaches in France? Thanks, Don. Thanks for calling. Don's on his way to France now. See what's going on. We'll be back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Yes, Bernie found this tidbit online that seems verifiable, and that's some of the beaches in France were closed. I don't know if it's the French Riviera or where. They have some of the best beaches in the world in France. And they opened the beaches, okay? And they were only open like 2 days, and now they've closed the very same beaches that they opened. Why? Because of the spread of the virus? No. They closed it because of improper behavior. Now I'm thinking, you're in France. You have an outrageous French accent. And you do not feel bound by any law. Laugh at laws. I just wish I had a friend that had a Speedo. Oh, wait a minute, I do. My American friend, Monsieur Beamer. And I'm thinking, Monsieur Beamer, that when you get your bathing outfit up to speed, you might want to hop on a jet and go to France. What do you think?
Hey, I'm all in on exploring new places and breaking in the new Speedo. I mean,
a new adventure.
Yes,
it would be an adventure. But seriously, what kind of improper behavior could you have that they would close it? Now, it could be simple, not wearing a mask. Something like that, or it could be something more outrageous, if you get my point of view.
Something that we might not be able to discuss here on the
something
air.
Something we like to discuss.
It maybe the fun. Mask wasn't being worn in the proper place.
Maybe it wasn't. The mask had slipped. And all people who saw that person said, oh, Stan Roberts is here.
Oh man. Oh.
So we like to gather the kind of like tidbit oriented to what our actual subject is. Thank you very much for that, Bernadette. All right. Buzzy, would you go over to France with your, because I'm thinking of paying your fare to be our over France correspondent.
I would go visit France and give an update on the beaches while I, you know, wear my Speedo.
Yeah, we've been to France. It's a lovely place. I'd like to go back to Paris. It was spectacular. In France, the people were very friendly. I heard that maybe they didn't love Americans, but we didn't see that at all.
I'd love to go get a picture of me and my Speedo in front of the Eiffel Tower. I think that would be great for the collection.
That's it. You know how, remember they were taking the Travelocity gnome? Somebody stole somebody's gnome and took it around the world on a trip? That would be cool if we send you around the world on a trip in your Speedo. All right, let's go to Rick in Erie. He's on line 4. Rick, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, how are you?
Hello there, Rick.
In December and January, my wife and daughter each had 3 visits to the hospital. My wife had pneumonia, and they never could explain what the other complication was in December. We have had her tested for both the antibody and for the virus itself, and she did come back negative. But
well, that's good that she came back negative on the virus itself. That's excellent.
And the crowded waiting rooms, I tell you what, it scared the devil out of us once we heard about, you know, because the virus wasn't, you know, widely known yet until
June. No, that's just, she if she had it, she got it right at the beginning. What was the, when she was getting the tests, what kind of test was it? In the nose? Was it a needle? What was it?
They took this thing, it looked like a Q-tip that was about 6 inches long, and they put it in her nose, and then they also did a blood test. And it didn't take no 7 days to come back. I think we had got back in about 2 days. And, you know, like I say, she was disappointed because she wanted to donate the antibodies, but she was relieved that she didn't have it. My daughter, on the other hand, who was in for totally unrelated stuff, had nothing to do with respiratory stuff. We had her at the same hospital as my wife was at 3 times, and then we sent her downtown to the campus. So, I mean, we spent a lot of time, you know, around other people that, you know, were sick. And as a matter of fact, in the first week in January, when we were in a waiting room, there was a lot of people already wearing masks.
Oh, really? That early? Because I thought it took a little while for them to catch on.
Yeah. Now, the second subject, and this is completely verifiable, and you and I have talked, and by the way, I was up in Lunenburg last week. It was great.
Oh, terrific. That's great to hear. Yep.
I haven't been up there in a long time. I used to call you on a regular basis because I was up there 3 days a week, but I haven't done that in 10 years. But anyhow, this is verifiable. I've got 3 jackets celebrating 1 million miles each on the vehicle that I'm driving. I've got
really
1 million miles on my Kenworth with a Caterpillar engine.
How many miles again?
3 million.
3 million miles. Wow. I knew with over-the-road buses, they used to at least go 1 million miles. Of course, with those diesels, like you have a Kenworth, those diesels, if you keep them up and serviced, they'll go and go and go. And obviously, you've got one of them that's gone and gone and gone.
25 years I've been driving it. I'm going to drive it until I die.
Oh, wow. You've been driving the same truck for 25 years. That's great. What a great story that is. I'm sure Kenworth would like to hear that, too, because 3 million miles, that's terrific.
I've got a watch from Caterpillar. I've got 3 different jackets from them. I've got 3 different plaques from them.
Wow.
The list goes on and on of stuff that they sent me. I've got a friend of mine that produces the Kenworth magazine, the corporate magazine, and I'm soon, because what I have to do is I have to go in and have the ECM plugged in to verify the miles, and then I'm going to, shoot off some good pictures of the truck, because it's still looking really good.
That's wild. You know, when I was cross-country and I had a motorhome with a diesel engine, the diesel engine blew up. And I was towed South Dakota. I was towed into a dealer that sold over-the-road trucks. And my vehicle took 3 days to repair. But during some of the downtime, Cindy and I were looking at the trucks, the over-the-road trucks like you drive, and thinking, how cool would this be to have one of these? It had a sleeper in it and all kinds of cool stuff. You're looking down on traffic, but luckily for us, our motorhome got repaired and we didn't buy one. But I loved them. My father drove them for over 30 years.
You weren't in Rapid City at the time, were you?
I might have been there. That might have been where it was. The dealership overlooked the little airport there.
I'll bet you any money. I bought a brand new truck up, and I never drove it. I bought it for one of my guys, but I bought a brand new truck out there in Rapid City at one of the dealers. They also serviced a lot of RVs, but their big thing was they sold Freightliners and Volvos, and my wife.
Yeah, if I could, another day, and I might have bought one. Trying to get it in the parking lot ramp and stuff might have been difficult. Well, congratulations on your 3 million mile journey, and I hope you get a lot more out of it. Thank you, Rick. Thank you very much. Wow. Yeah, while we're waiting the first day, while they were, looking over the engine, and there's a part they needed because the engine went south, and that doesn't happen on those diesel engines, but it happened on mine. And so we're looking at these trucks. Those trucks are cool. In Dallas, they had a truck show where these were dressed up trucks, you know, show trucks. They had some that had disco balls, all kinds of cool stuff. I think that'd be cool to own. All right, we'll take a break. Bernie's looking like, oh, my God, I hope he doesn't buy a truck. On News Radio 930 WBEN, it is a Beach and Company. Let's go to Tonawanda and Marilyn. Marilyn, you're on WBEN.
Oh, hi. I wanted to talk about the movement in California.
Okay.
The churches in California are opening up May 31st on Pentecost. The governor doesn't want that to happen, but they're opening up anyways. It seems to be it's going through the country now. The churches are planning on opening up on Pentecost, May 31st.
It'll be interesting. Have you heard of that happening around here? I'm not familiar with it, if it has.
No, not yet. I'm waiting for a church, any church around here. I go to wherever I go, but I'm just waiting for any church to open up because they're getting my tithes, they're getting my offerings, they're getting a lot. And even people that don't even go to church are planning on going with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting because if California does it, now I know politically that anything California does, we try to copy, and we do. Now, there are some things we can't copy because of the geography of the two different states, but it'll be interesting behaviorally if they do that in mass, if any of the Buffalo or Western New York churches would follow.
Yeah. I mean, the church is the answer. I mean, it is the answer. If people read their Bibles, it's all there. Call the elders of the church, and if you're sick, it's all, you know, the churches are the answer, you know. Repent and be baptized in the Holy Spirit. I mean, that's...
Have you sensed any anger or disappointment among fellow churchgoers that there's so little respect paid to the church that they put it in fourth phase? Is that bothersome to the people you worship with?
Yeah, I think half of them may be planning on trying to get the pastors to open, and the other half, they think it's all right, but, you know.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease, and if the pastors or the bishop or rabbi or whoever had presented an opinion to the state as to why the fourth phase is not good enough, we need better than that, and showed a plan, plan's very important, on how you would do it, I think it'd be hard to say no, but I didn't get the sense that happened. So that's disappointing, because you got to stand up for what you have, or you end up losing it.
That's right.
Okay, thank you. Good luck to you, Marilyn. Appreciate it, and Tonawanda. Okay, Mr. Beamer, we haven't used many. Just a couple of your Facebooks. What else you got?
All right. So asking about testing. Have you been tested? Will you be tested? We'll start with the top fan, Rick, who says, since I have no symptoms so far and I don't believe I've been directly exposed, I don't think I will bother getting tested. Seems like a waste of time to wait in line to be tested when I'm pretty sure I haven't had it.
Well, the question, too, and I don't know the answer, and I'm certainly not a doctor. Even if you test positive, what do you do then? At least you know it. I guess you're supposed to tell your doctor, your primary. And I don't know at what level you would monitor it. They tell you to monitor it at home. I know that. But I don't know at what level you would say, this is getting worse, it's not getting better. And if I go to the emergency room or the hospital, what will they do to treat it? Those are the questions. But basically, I think a lot of people feel like that poster, Rick, that they haven't been exposed to much. And feel that it's not necessary. Another one, please.
Yes, this time we'll go with Katie, who says, I've been tested.
Oh, are you going with Katie, too?
I am, yes, yes.
That's good. Katie has a lot of friends.
Katie says, I have been tested for both the antibodies and, at a time, I thought I had COVID-19. The COVID-19 test came back negative, but I was just informed yesterday that the antibody test was positive for antibodies. The COVID-19 test, on the other hand, wasn't as uncomfortable and painful as it looks.
Well, that's good. Now, we're keeping an eye on Tony, because what are you going to be tested for? You've already got an appointment.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to be tested for the antibody.
For the antibody, to see if you have that. I hope you do. That would be a good thing. So you're not going to be tested for the virus itself?
I guess not. I thought I requested, just went over my the application to my doctor, and I'm going to have to ask if I'm getting tested for both. I know Jeannie's is next Friday, so she'll know before me.
Well, that's good. Oh, so far, so good. All right. Mr. Beamer, another Facebook please.
We'll go with Mark, who says, no, I wasn't tested, and I don't feel like being tested. You can't trust the test enough to change your living habits. Why waste time on a test that has been incorrect?
Well, you know, it's funny, because I was listening to a doctor being interviewed on our news this morning, and he went through the whole protocol of do this and do that and do this and do that. And then at the very end, and he says, of course, there are some false positives in this. So, so it means you go and get the test, and they give you the result, good, bad, or indifferent. And you say, okay, is this the one that's real, or is this the false positive? I mean, that's it happens in medicine from time to time, and you got to make a decision. But if you know ahead of time that there are some false positives, it's hard to get any comfort if you had a negative test for the virus, or that you did get some antibodies in that test. When the doctor comes out right at the end of the whole spiel and says, of course, there are some false positives. So, in other words, you want to believe it? Believe it. You don't want to believe it? There's an out for you. You have another one, please.
I do. Also about the testing, Patrick says, I was tested for COVID-19 and I tested positive. Now, this was a month ago when they were difficult to get. And Patrick tells a different tale. It is a very unpleasant experience, but it did give me peace of mind to know that I did have COVID-19, to stay away from friends and family, and to get some rest. I'm feeling fine now, recovered. And, well, he says, and, but that was the end of the post. So,
well, he took the high road. Good for him. He was concerned that people around him might get it, so he stayed away, and that's excellent. That's a very laudable thing to do, and he's feeling better now, and we couldn't be happier. So he did the right thing. He did the right thing by shielding others. I think a lot of this is about selflessness, okay? Where people go out of their way to make sure they're doing no harm. That's the higher calling of the human spirit, I think. All right, that about wraps it. Thanks to Tony. Thanks to Buzzy. Thanks to all of you. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.